So it came to pass that Joseph was bought as a slave by Potiphar, captain of the guard. Because Joseph was honest and industrious and feared God, God blessed him in all that he did. And Potiphar learned to value his assistance, especially in matters related to his business.
And 100 measures of land. Have you got that, Joseph?
Yes, my lord.
At the price of 700 per measure. Well, go ahead, write it down.
My lord, this land lies far from the river. Yes, quite a way, but it's got a fine crop on it. It's cheap at that price.
You think it's too far from the river?
Well, in good years, no, my lord. But I took the liberty of checking the records of the two properties nearby, and in the last 10 years, 4 crops there failed.
I see. Well, thank you, Joseph. Perhaps it would be wiser to buy land elsewhere. I brought you out here, Menecharab, to have a look at the new wing I'm adding to my house.
Yeah, very nice, very handsome. You must be doing all right for yourself.
So I am.
But surely you don't need this much extra room.
Oh, but I do. The old wing is going to be used for office space. Ever since I've had that fellow Joseph helping me, my business interests have increased tremendously. Best thing I ever did was to buy him.
$1,000. Now that makes $65,000.
Ah, there you are, Joseph. I've just come from the courtroom.
How did the case go?
We won. We won. You know, you were right. They had no legal right to file that injunction. And once I'd made that clear to the judge, the rest was easy.
Well, I'm very glad, my lord. Oh, here, by the way, are your accounts for the second quarter.
$65,000? Why, Joseph, that's wonderful! You've worked hard for me, and you've been honest in your business dealings.
I try to be just and honest in all things, my lord.
You know, thanks to you, I've become a very rich and powerful man. Maybe what you say is true. Maybe this God of yours does direct your hand and your mind and causes things you do to prosper. Joseph, how would you like to take charge of everything?
I don't understand, my lord.
All these new business interests of mine, law, finance, farming, and shipbuilding, they're getting beyond me. I want you to take full charge, manage my entire affairs. What do you say?
Oh, my lord, it would be a great honor. I will do my best to be worthy of your trust.
In this way, because of his faithful service, Joseph became chief of Potiphar's household and manager of all his business interests. And Potiphar's affairs prospered. Now Potiphar had a wife, and she, seeing Joseph in the house every day as he went about his master's business, was attracted by his handsome face and upright bearing. One day she contrived to meet him in the passage leading to the offices.
Oh, Joseph?
Yes, madam.
Why are you always in such a hurry, Joseph?
My master, your husband, has many pressing interests, madam.
Kiss me, Joseph.
Madam, please do not be offended. But I cannot. It would be sinful, madam, to abuse my master's trust.
But Potiphar's wife was not easily dissuaded. As the days passed, she waylaid Joseph again and again. She begged him to make himself full master of the house. But Joseph, obeying God, would not. It was not long, therefore, before Potiphar's wife grew angry and determined to ruin Joseph.
Joseph, come here.
Madam, I'm wanted at the granary.
Will you disobey your master's wife?
I will be back in a few minutes, madam.
We are alone now, Joseph. My husband and the servants are outside. Won't you change your mind?
Madam, I beg of you, let go of my coat. I must go.
Run away if you like, Joseph. You won't get far. Help! Help! Potiphar! Help! Someone husband.
I think
What's wrong?
Joseph. Joseph, he insulted me badly.
Joseph insulted you?
And he insulted you, too. And when I tried to bring him to his senses, he tore himself away and fled. Look, look, I still have portions of his coat right here in my hand.
But it's hard to believe he'd insult my wife and sneer at me behind my back.
He did.
And he's just a slave I picked up in the marketplace. Sergeant!
Yes, my lord?
Arrest Joseph. Take him to jail and put him in irons.
Thus, after years of faithful service, Joseph was seized and cast into prison just because of the spite and false accusations of his master's wife.